You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. We have a quick announcement for you at the top of today's show. You may have noticed that Mackenzie is not with us today. As she moves on to new aspirations, I want to thank her for being with me on the first episodes. She did a great job in helping me out, and I'm excited to continue sharing with everyone the adventures that you can have in North Alabama. So, with that being said, today's episode is all about a trip to the town of Mentone. And we have North Alabama Ambassador Ethan Ford and Kayla Worthy, who's the marketing manager for DeKalb County Tourism, to talk to us about it. Welcome to the show, Ethan and Kayla.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for having us.
Great. Okay, so Ethan, why don't you start by introducing yourself to our audience?
Yes, ma'am. So as you said, my name is Ethan Ford. I run the social media account for Southern Wayfaring, and I've been involved in the ambassador programs for both North Alabama and DeKalb Tourism since 2019. I grew up in Fort Payne, and I spent a lot of time in the state park and the canyon areas, hiking, camping, fishing, all the outdoor stuff that it has to offer.
Yeah, and he takes amazing pictures, so we're going to tell you how to follow him in a little while because you're going to want to do that. Now, Kayla, could you tell us about your role at DeKalb County Tourism and your relationship with Visit North Alabama?
Well, I was actually born and raised in Mentone, and I've had the privilege of handling the marketing and advertising for the Lookout Mountain and DeKalb County area for the last 15 years. So I've kind of been with North Alabama for those 15 years as well. And DeKalb County is such a beautiful place. It's made my job very easy.
It is a beautiful area. And see, y'all, we've got the perfect person. She's born and raised in Mentone, so that's awesome. Thank you both for being here today. And we're going to start talking about the must-see places and must-do activities in the Mentone area. So let's start off with where Mentone is located and why it's unique. So Kayla, you're our expert. Can you tell us about the small mountain town?
Well, Mentone sits almost 1,800 feet above sea level, high atop Lookout Mountain in northeast corner of Alabama, and they're also located just off the interstate of 59. So we're less than a two-hour drive from places like Birmingham, Atlanta, Chattanooga, and Huntsville.
That's cool. It is very close to a lot of the major cities, so it's easy to get to you. DeSoto State Park is one of the main must-sees in Mentone and perfect for outdoor enthusiasts. So what about the state park is perfect for a trip here? Either one of you can answer this.
Well, the park is great for really anybody that enjoys the outdoors. There's biking trails, campsites, RV hookups. They've got a lot of hiking trails. They're pretty accessible. At the most, they're moderate in difficulty. The Boardwalk Trail provides easy access for people of all ages and capabilities to see Azalea Cascade, and I actually take my grandmother and kids out there. Now, there is a little trail off of the boardwalk that will take you to some more water features like Laurel Falls and Lost Falls. Just anytime you're out there, make sure you grab a map, and either online or at the country store, so you don't get turned around, because there are a lot of trails out there and they do tend to overlap, but it's best to map it out beforehand.
Okay, yeah, cool. That's a lot of good advice, too, because we've talked about having a map on hand, especially, hiking anywhere in the woods, because you just can't trust your cell phone service.
No, ma'am, that's true.
Yeah, and I bet those trails are really pretty in the spring and the fall. You've got the wildflowers in the spring and the leaves changing in the fall.
Yes, ma'am. It's a great time to get out there.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Now, I know DeSoto Falls is not actually in the park, but could you tell us about that waterfall that everybody loves to visit?
Yes, ma'am. So that's actually one of the more popular destinations in the whole state. It's about 7 miles above the main park. It's got a great view of the dam and the waterfall. You've got a paddle shack that's sometimes open during the summer season and sometimes on the nicer days in the fall. And you can rent kayaks and actually paddle Miller's Bend, which is up above the dam. They've also got a renovated parking lot they just finished a couple of months ago, and it gives you a good access to a trail that goes down into the canyon along like the base of the bluff, so that you can see Welsh Cave and then eventually get down to the base of the waterfall.
Oh,
Okay, cool. Yeah, last year my niece and I went and did a photo shoot for work, and we rented kayaks and got to kayak around in that area, and that was really cool to just be able to kayak away from the falls, of course. But that's just a really neat feature to be there at the waterfall and, the, like you said, on those nice days to be able to kayak. So that's cool. And I've yet to make it down to see the waterfall from the bottom. So that's on my bucket list to do, to take that little path to go down there and see it, because there's some beautiful pictures I see from that angle. Okay, another amazing outdoor location in the area is Little River Canyon National Preserve. And it's not in Mentone, but it's so close that it's just a must-see when you go. And I know that you spend a lot of time there too, Ethan.
Yes, ma'am, I do. So the preserve is actually divided into two sections. You've got the management area and then the canyon. The backcountry or the management area, it's a lot milder than the canyon portion. It's ideal for anybody that enjoys horseback riding, trail riding, canoeing, swimming, fishing, anything like that. The canyon area, it is beautiful, but it's a lot more intense. It offers a lot more opportunities for more active people. You've got very steep hiking, backpacking. You got class 5 and 6 rapids for more experienced kayakers, rock climbing, rappelling, things like that. One of my favorite places to hike in the canyon is actually Lower 2 Mile. It's fairly short, but it's pretty strenuous, and you go all the way down to the base of the canyon floor, and it really is a beautiful view. It's got a nice little beach there. It's an easy access to just a real mild stretch of the river. It's a lesser known trail, so it's usually not as crowded as like Martha's Falls or Everhart's Point. You know, just a nice little relaxing getaway.
That is so cool. Yeah, I know a lot of people like to take a dip in the Martha's Falls areas in the summertime to cool off. So
yes, man, it's beautiful down there. It's just kind of crowded.
Yeah, in the summertime, I bet it is busy. That's good to know, though, that there's a lot of strenuous hikes, and there's something for everyone. Because this past weekend, I took my mom, and we drove along the Canyon Rim Road. And it was so beautiful to see the leaves. And there's a lot of overlooks where you can see into the canyon and see Grace's High Falls, which was not flowing really heavily, but you could still see it and hear it a little bit. But it was just really cool to see all those sights. So it's good to know that there's something for everyone's ability if you want to visit the preserve. Okay, so we talked about some amazing views in Little River Canyon, which, again, we mentioned is not in Mentone. And our Facebook followers said that one of the questions they wanted answered on this podcast was, where is the best view in Mentone? So, Kayla, can you tell us where the best view in Mentone is?
Probably, without a doubt, I would say Mentone's Brow Park. It's located on, North Cool Street, just north of Mentone, and it overlooks the valley below. And it has an amazing view. It's actually where Mentone holds their annual festivals, the Rhododendron Festival and the Color Fest as well, every year.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the outdoor activities in Mentone. And Mentone is actually known to be a thriving artist community. So could you tell us about some of the art that we might be able to find?
Sure. So because of all those artists, a few years ago, a group of people decided to get together and they opened what is now known as the Mentone Art Center. And it's in the center of Mentone. And it houses some amazing art. They have a gallery inside, and there's all kinds of local artists and artisans with their work on display there. The center itself also hosts some music concerts, and some art and educational events pretty regularly.
That is so cool to have all of that just right there in that little town. And there's some other places where there's art just outside the area, like Miracle Pottery and Orbix Hot Glass. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, Miracle Pottery is actually located just at the foot of Mentone there on Highway 117. And it's a great place to get some fantastic, handmade, beautiful, and functional pottery. Miss Valinda Miracle, who's the owner there, she has quite a story about how she got where she is today with her pottery and her artwork.
Yeah, she has some amazing pieces. I actually have a beautiful purple vase that I got there that's in my bedroom.
Yes, she does phenomenal work, so she's great. You should definitely make sure to check her out while you're there. And Orbix Hot Glass, which, as you mentioned, is not actually located in Mentone, but if you're this close, you definitely don't want to miss going there. Master artist Cal Breed is known for his work all over the world. Cal leads a team of glassblowers who handcraft each piece of glass with great attention. They've had some pieces featured on Oprah and some other major outlets as well. Their artwork is phenomenal, and they make great gifts, especially here at the holidays.
Yeah, we've done a couple of glass blowing. My niece and I went one year, and we blew our own ornament, which is so cool because you actually get to create this piece of glass with help from Cal, of course. But you get to blow into this tube, and it, you know, he tells you like how much to do and to create this perfect little ornament. And it's just so pretty how it's done. So that's really fun. And they have classes like that all throughout the year where you can blow your own ornament, you can create your own paperweight, sculpt your own flower. So it's really neat to kind of a little bit of a hands-on type thing. And they've got a beautiful gallery that's got pieces that you can take home. And I've decided I'm collecting their vases. So I guess I have a thing for vases. So
that's great. They also do eggs. You can blow an egg around Easter time as well.
Oh, cool. I need to add that to my list then.
Yes.
That is really neat. Okay, so we've talked a lot about all the things to see and do in Mentone. And another question that we get asked a lot is, where are the best places to stay?
Well, Lookout Mountain actually has a variety of accommodations. Mentone has campgrounds, bed and breakfasts, and many cabin rentals. One of the most known probably is the Mentone Inn Bed and Breakfast, which was built in the height of the Roaring Twenties, and it's been in the heart of Mentone ever since. I mean, it still offers convenience to downtown Mentone because it's right in the middle. It's beautiful historic charm, and it has some wonderful Southern hospitality. The innkeeper is Miss Cynthia Stinson, and she's been at the inn for years. Goodness, I don't even know how long, but she does a wonderful job there.
Yeah, it's such an amazing place. We stayed there for work one time when we had a meeting, an overnight meeting, and it was everything that you would expect a bed and breakfast in the mountain to be. It was just so quaint. There's 12 bedrooms with private baths, and it's delicious food in the morning. So yeah, it's a really good place to stay. They book up pretty quickly though, so you gotta schedule out if you want to stay there. Another good place to stay in Mentone is the Mentone Vacation Rentals, and they have chalets and lodges and cabins, and it's not just your typical cabin in the woods experience. They've got 5-star resort service, and they are often booked up 18 months in advance, so you need to plan your trip well in advance to stay there for going to Mentone, but those are some amazing places to stay year-round, so... Okay, so everybody needs a great place to stay in Mentone, but we also need to know, where are the best places to eat in Mentone? So what restaurants are your favorite, Ethan?
Well, I mean, you've obviously got the Wildfire Cafe. That's one of the more popular places. My personal favorite, I like the Mentone Market. It's an old service station that they have converted into a market. They sell a variety of things, and they've got a barbecue restaurant inside there, so you can get, you know, a good variety of Southern foods, and it's a nice little hole in the wall place to go to.
Oh, cool. The hole in the wall places are always the best.
Yes, ma'am.
They're always the best. And yeah, the Wildflower Cafe is one of my favorites. I mentioned we took a trip this weekend and we ate there for lunch. And it is busy on the weekend. So that's another thing. Be prepared to wait on the weekend. But their tomato pie, oh my goodness, it is to die for. It's so delicious. And their homemade desserts, the hummingbird cake, yeah, 10 out of 10 recommend. So what are some restaurants that you like to go to, Kayla?
Well, there's another new restaurant that has become a fan favorite in Mentone, and that is the Hatter Cafe. It's elegantly themed after Alice in Wonderland. It's this cute little tea house, and it's just like stepping into the storybook or literally diving down the rabbit hole. It's amazing. They have some of their favorites are like the Alice's chicken salad sandwich, avocado toast, the hot brown and meatloaf pie, which I haven't tried that one yet, but it sounds very good. But the cafe is decorated so cute.
That sounds so neat. I love it how everything is themed after Alice in Wonderland. So cool. Okay, as we're about to close out our episode, there is one more unique attraction that you've got to see when you visit Mentone. Can you tell us about that, Caleb?
Yes, the Sally Howard Memorial Chapel is a church that was built by Colonel Milford Howard as a memorial to his late wife. The church itself is an attraction because it's actually built around this huge boulder, and you can see it from the inside of the chapel as well as the outside of the church, and it's really pretty magnificent.
That is so neat. So can you go to church there today?
You can, and actually the church is open 24/7, so you can go in and visit the church any time of day.
Oh, that is so cool. That is really neat. You just don't see that very often, a huge rock in a church like that, so that's cool.
No, and it's kind of hard to imagine what it looks like without seeing it, or how they may have built it that way as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Kayla and Ethan, for being on the show to talk about a trip to Mentone. If our listeners want to connect with you, how can they do that? Ethan, how can we follow you on Instagram and Facebook?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Southern Wayfaring.
And again, you want to do that because beautiful pictures, things to do. Kayla, how can we keep in touch with you?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at DeKalb Tourism.
Cool. Okay, so y'all, that's your homework. Follow both of those. And as always, follow Visit North Alabama on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, all of it. Follow Visit North Alabama because we want to hear all about your unexpected adventures in North Alabama. And we'll talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.